News Radio 101 FM, little taste for you there. That's the new single from Jesse James Dupri. It's called Never Get Old, Gets Old, from the new album called Breathing Fire. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the phone lines here on this Monday, Jesse James Dupri himself. Sir, thank you so much for taking just a couple of minutes on this Monday. Mondays are hard, man.
You know what? You just wake up every day and take a big bite out of life's ass, right?
That's exactly right. Hey, thank you so much for taking time, and thanks for coming back to the Lincoln. I was there last year when you were basically the inaugural rock concert that hit the Lincoln after it had gone through some renovations. So, and the tickets are hot. I mean, you know, we've been giving them away left and right over the past couple of weeks, courtesy of Lavelle and the crew over at the theater. And man, I think we're going to have a rocking show on Wednesday night.
Well, we've never experienced anything but incredible when we come to town. I mean, everybody out there, they bust their knuckles 40, 50 hours a week or more hammering out a living. And when it comes time to jam, they want to do it loud, proud, hard, and honest. We got the night before Thanksgiving, which is the official kickoff of the holidays.
Absolutely.
The official. And a Jackal family reunion is the way to do it.
Absolutely right. Looking forward to seeing you guys. And I'll tell you what, I want to dive in. The brand new album just got dropped on the 10th of November. I was going through your Instagram post on that, and you guys did a live debut of it on your YouTube channel as well. So tell us about the new album.
You know, the new album is a solo album. I've got my son playing drums, Nigel T. Dupri on the drums, Roman on the bass, who's my best friend, plays bass with Jackal. But the three of us, you know how cool it is to play with your son?
I can only imagine. My son's a drummer, and I don't have a lick of talent, so I just sit back and watch him and smile.
Yeah, well, you know, Billy, Eddie Van Halen, he had an opportunity to tour the world with Wolfgang, you know,
right,
his son, playing bass. And it's just so cool because Nigel is a phenomenal drummer. He lives up in Nashville. I wasn't planning on doing a solo album. What happened was, I'm going to ask you a question. When was the last time, and maybe it was yesterday, but when was the last time you went and listened to a full-length record from beginning to end?
It's been a very, 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 very long time.
That's what music, I mean, when artists go in and they make these albums, there's arguments, heated arguments sometimes about the order of the songs. I mean, it's something that's a piece of work, you know? And so I went back and I listened to AC/DC's High Voltage. I listened to it twice because I just felt guilty I'd not listened to a full album. And then one thing led to another. I ended up getting inspired. I was sitting on the couch with some ideas. My son walks in the door. He lives in Nashville. I'm in Atlanta. I said, "What are you doing home?" He said, "I came home for a free meal," because he's a starving musician that we feed him. So I said, "Go lace up the drums." And he did. And I called Roman and I said, "Get over here." And my engineer partner in the studio is Jeff Tomei. He did Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dreams, and Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains record. He's done a lot of recordings. And anyway, he was there to press record. And we captured so cool of a magic. But a lot of it sounded so much like AC/DC, I didn't know if I was going to be able to get away with it. And listen, and then 2 days later, the phone rings, and it was Brian Johnson from AC/DC. "Hey, Jesse, how you doing, me son?" He said, he goes, "I'm drinking some of your whiskey." And I was like, "All right." And so he and I were talking about whiskey and stuff. And then I said, "Well, listen, I wasn't going to call you because he's been on a book tour. He's got a brand-new book about his life before AC/DC, and it's really a great book." And so anyway, I said, "I wasn't going to call you since you've been busy, but since you called me, you've got to help me write these songs." And he said, "Send them on down, me son." He said, "I got a whole notebook." So, so he said, "Send it down." So then I did it. Next thing you know, we ended up with this album, and it just got Brian's fingerprints all over it. It's called Breathing Fire. It's available on all streaming platforms, or you can get a limited version of vinyl that we run at jessejamesdupri.com.
Now, that's pretty sweet because, I recently rebuilt my home stereo system, and it was built around the turntable because I got this huge album collection, but I haven't touched it, and hadn't touched it in about 10 years, and I love just putting those pieces of wax on the turntable. So it's phenomenal that you actually went down that road, too, because it really has seen quite the resurgence over the past few years.
Well, if you make it out to the show, I'll give you. I got a vinyl with your name on it.
Oh well, and thank you, brother.
Yeah, if you make it out, you have to let me know if you make it out. If you do, I'll hand it to you. And it's a slab of rock and roll. And my greatest reward on this, because the album's called Breathing Fire. My greatest reward on it is seeing people's comments that it's an album that they can listen to from track 1 through 10. And because it's just that kind of, you know, certain records are like that. The first Jackal album I felt was like that. The Back in Black is obviously like that. I mean, there's just a lot of great albums that you can just let it go and it takes you somewhere. And this record is one of those records. But make no mistake, it's just a celebration of the fundamentals of rock and roll. Two guitar, bass, and drums, and it's just at an attitude.
I'll tell you what, again, visiting with Jesse James Dupri, the voice of Jackal, and talking about his brand-new solo album, Breathing Fire, which he does with his son Nigel and Roman Glick. It's amazing that the origin of the vocals came from Brian Johnson drinking your whiskey and just making a blind phone call.
Oh, he's, you know, Brian is everything you'd want the lead singer of AC/DC to be. And, I mean, he's just, I'll tell you how cool he is. This will let you know how cool he is. He calls me up and he says, this is several years ago. He calls me and says, hey, Jesse, he goes, Cliff and I are thinking about coming up and hanging with you for a couple of days in Atlanta. And I said, well, come on, just stay at the house. So Cliff Williams, the bass player for AC/DC, and Brian Johnson, they come up and they stay at the house. And we go out, we eat an incredible dinner. You know, had some drinks. You know, we were obviously feeling no pain, and we were hanging. We get back to the house, and I said, yeah, you guys just stay here. And so I put Cliff in the guest bedroom, and Nigel and Miranda, my other two kids, were at home. And then my youngest daughter was up at my mother's, and she was about 6 years old. And so I said, so, Brian, you can just sleep in this room. So he goes, so we're getting ready to go to bed, and I go down the hallway just to check and see if he's okay, if he needs anything before we crash. Brian, you need anything? Need some water? You need anything? I got some here, me son. He goes, we'll get up in the morning and eat some breakfast and whatever. I said, okay. And I look in there, and he's about to crawl into a pink bed with a Winnie the Pooh mural over the top of the bed. And here's the lead singer of AC/DC crawling into this bed with Winnie the Pooh above it. And I thought, and I'm sitting there thinking, if you'd have told me this was going to happen when I camped out for 2 nights to get front row tickets to Back in Black, you know, right, back when I was a teenager, and here he is crawling in. I wouldn't even have been able to think about having a daughter back then, much less him crawling into her bed to sleep under Winnie the Pooh. But he's that humble of a guy. He's so cool. And
it sounds like he's so down to earth. That's awesome to hear. You know, it's amazing. Because if you look at, you know, we all remember when Back in Black dropped. And, you know, and it was really a game changer when it came to rock and roll. And even that first Jackal album dropped in 91. And it's been, I'm sure, just an amazing ride throughout all those years. But it really, in the end, it hasn't changed very much.
No, we do what we do, and we do celebrate those fundamentals of rock and roll every night. Jackal's so proud to be coming to the Lincoln Theater, just a phenomenal place to desecrate and turn it into a Jackal's Bar and Grill. And we're going to come in and leave. I promise you, we're going to leave the damnedest stain we can muster up when we hit town. I mean, it's the night before Thanksgiving, the official kickoff of the holidays. There's absolutely no excuses. You got to get out and throw down because, I mean, how often do we get to have a family reunion? And last time it was sold out, packed house, and just, as a matter of fact, it's probably one of the first shows they had.
Yeah.
And just a great venue. And when everybody's right there in your face, just such an intimate venue, you know?
Right.
And they do it right there. They, the promoters are really great, and it's just one of those gigs you look forward to.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was there for that show. It was a pleasure, and, you know, I'm looking forward to being there again this Wednesday night, because I'll tell you what, there's nothing quite like, you know, bringing solid rock and roll to that historic theater. So obviously you're going to be featuring, you know, the classic tracks from Jackal, but we're looking forward to hearing the new stuff off the album too. 10 tracks, right?
Yes, 10 tracks, and like I said, it's got Brian Johnson from AC/DC fingerprints all over it, and the single is Never Gets Old, but, I mean, it starts out with a song called Lay It On Me, then it goes to Never Gets Old, then it gets to Breathing Fire, which is the title track, then it gets into It's Not Love, and then Stranded, just every one of those, just song after song will take you somewhere, and I say that with every bit of conviction in my body, and it makes me so humbled to hear people making comments that they're listening to a full album again.
Right.
Because that's where this came from, and for that to actually translate to my brothers and sisters that celebrate those fundamentals of rock and roll. But seriously, it's called Jesse James Dupri under my solo project. The name of the album's called Breathing Fire. And I invite everybody, please go stream. It's available on everything from Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, you name it. Or you can get the limited vinyl or CDs at jessejamesdupree.com along with swag and all kind of. We've even got a bundle. Check this out. You can get a vinyl record and an autographed chainsaw. How essential in rock and roll is that?
There you go. That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we are really looking forward to seeing you. When are you blowing into town? Probably Wednesday morning, I assume?
We are coming in. We'll wake up on the bus there early, ready to rock and celebrate the holidays with everybody. So, I'm not at home for Thanksgiving ever. We're out. I mean, we enjoy officially kicking the holidays off with everyone. So make your plans accordingly, and we'll see you out there at the Lincoln, formerly known as Lincoln's, now Jackal's Bar and Grill.
There you go. Great to hear it. Hey, thanks a bunch for taking a couple of minutes. Look forward to hearing it. Congrats on the great new album, and we look forward to seeing you Wednesday night at the Lincoln Theater.
Well, crank out that new single, crank it up, strap it on, tune it in, plug it up, and crack open some Jesse James bourbon whenever you come have a drink with me on the bus, brother. Have a great day. Y'all have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Let's look forward to a better new year. And right now we're going to do it on Wednesday night as Jackal comes back to the Lincoln Theater.
Have a great trip. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Jesse James Dupree from Jackal with the new solo album called Breathing Fire. And it's with his son, Nigel Dupree on drums, Roman Glick on bass, and songs featuring collaboration with AC/DC's Brian Johnson. Really is an amazing album. You need to check it out. And what you need to do is also get your tickets while they last, because I guarantee you this thing was going to sell out Wednesday night. Jackal, Garden of Eden, Lincoln Square Theater. Go to LincolnSquareTheater.com and get your tickets.